when the city of Cornwall makes the news, it's often about the economy. The Domtar pulp mill closed in 2006, putting more than 1,000 people out of work. And it wasn't the first hit. In the early 1990s, the city lost about 20 manufacturing plants. But Cornwall isn't going down without a fight. Last month, the city launched a new campaign to encourage businesses and people to move there. People like Rhonda LaRue Harper. Rhonda grew up in Cornwall but moved to the Ottawa area. She vowed she'd never go home. But in September, Rhonda, her partner Gary, and their five children did just that. This is what she told CBC reporter Susan Burgess.
Well, we had been living in Carleton Place for 4 years, and changes needed to be made. We needed to leave that house because that had been my former marital home. So Gary and I really wanted our own house and to start over fresh as our family unit. And we were able to get an absolutely gorgeous house in Cornwall that was 5+1 bedrooms, so everybody has their own little space. And, at a price that is unheard of in Ottawa. You know, you can't even get a townhouse in the suburbs of Ottawa for anything less than, almost $230,000, $250,000. This house has got everything we've ever wanted. It's got so much space. It's got a pool in the backyard, corner store across the street, which the kids seem to have adopted as their own. And the kids tell me almost every day how happy they are to be there.
When you left Cornwall, did you see yourself ever going back?
Never. I actually thought they would be selling snow cones in hell before I went back there. And I think that's very typical of, that time. There were so many things that seemed to be going wrong in Cornwall. And, when you're young, you just want to be as far away and be as independent as you can, right? So, I told my mother actually more than once that I would never, never move back to Cornwall. So it's ironic.
That's Rhonda LaRue Harper's story of moving to Cornwall. The city hopes to attract many more people like her with a new ad campaign, a campaign that draws attention to the low price of housing. Bob Peters is a senior economic development officer with the city of Cornwall. We reached him this morning at his home. Good morning.
Good morning, Wei.
Now, Rhonda mentioned that she couldn't even get a townhouse for under $250,000 in the Ottawa area. How much does it cost to buy a house in Cornwall these days?
The average sale price for a house in Cornwall is about $145,000, and probably a townhome could be anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000.
Wow. How about the big, big house with the five bedrooms?
The big, big house with the five bedroom, I think Rhonda bought her house for around $185,000.
Wow.
So we're about half the price of homes in Ottawa, and even better deal when you compare it to the price of homes in Vancouver or Toronto.
Why is real estate such a good deal in Cornwall?
I'm just not quite sure. I mean, I moved here 20 years ago from Ottawa myself, and I thought it was a great deal. It's a community that's always, been family-oriented, and I think the values reflect that. But as you mentioned, in the past few decades, Cornwall's had its ups and downs, and perhaps that's had a calming effect on real estate prices.
So how many Rhondas out there do you think there are that you could convince to move back to Cornwall?
Well, it's funny. Since the campaign's been running, we've been hearing from people in Cornwall that have moved here and are so happy, and they're trying to spread the word themselves. But we've actually received inquiries from the Yukon, from Elliott Lake, from Vancouver, Victoria, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Toronto, basically just about every province in the country.
Really? How did you reach all those people?
Primarily through our website, choosecornwall.ca, but we've ran some ads in the Globe and Mail and Ottawa as well. We're trying to improve our linkages to Ottawa, but we recognize the phenomenon of baby boomers or people looking to spin out of high-priced urban environments, whether it's Toronto, Ottawa, or wherever. That's something that's happening across the country.
What was the major appeal for those people? Was it just the house prices?
That's part of it, but Rhonda's story is she had personal reasons for wanting to leave her house. We have people coming here specifically because we have jobs. Our unemployment rate is below the national average. We're at 4% unemployment rate, and we have companies that are desperately looking for people. And then there's a retirement angle as well. Historically, baby boomers have, once they reach a certain age, are looking to move to a smaller community that has all the services they need, but perhaps not the fast pace of life and the hassles of traffic and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So what else are you using to, what other carrots are you dangling in front of people?
I think the quality of life is our primary selling point. The fact that we have a full-service community with a hospital, and a movie theaters, shopping and dining that's world-class. But at the same time, you know, the river is 5 minutes away. The golf course is 7 minutes away. The fact that you can get to know your neighbor and people are friendly here. People from big cities are surprised that people actually talk to each other on the street. And it's that sense of community and the sense of being in a city that really cares about you. I think that's probably our key selling point.
Mm. Now, Rhonda apparently is still commuting to go to work in Ottawa. What about jobs in Cornwall?
We have all sorts of jobs available in Cornwall. I haven't had a chance to speak to Rhonda specifically to find out what career she's in, but we have some manufacturers that are looking for people. We have a very fast-growing logistics and distribution sector. The federal government just announced that they're moving 180 jobs to Cornwall. And so we do have jobs ranging from engineers to doctors to manufacturing workers, and our companies are looking to fill those jobs.
Mm. So you're attracting newcomers and, I guess, former residents. What about keeping the ones you've got?
Yeah, that's a good thing. In our strategic plan, we talk about the three R's, repatriation, which is, I guess, in Rhonda's case, we've repatriated her back to town. We talk about retention, which is trying to keep our local people, and we also are trying to recruit new people into town. And with regards to retention, I think the key focus is on post-secondary education. We have St. Lawrence College, and we have the St. Lawrence Institute of Environmental Sciences. Both of those institutions are looking at the environment sector and green tech sectors with programs, and we're hoping those new programs will help keep young people in Cornwall.
Well, Bob, thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Wei.
I'll be down to check out the houses.
Check out the waterfront as well. We have probably one of Ontario's largest waterfront parks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bob Peters is a senior development officer with the City of Cornwall. If you'd like more information about the campaign, you can go to choosecornwall.ca and then just click on the link that says Smart Decisions Start with Small Numbers.